ಚರ್ಚ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶಿಷ್ಯಮಾರ್ ಅಭಯ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಂ ಭಕ್ತಿವಿರಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಶಿವಪ್ರೂಪಾಧಿಕ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜ ಕಚರ್ಜ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶಿಷ್ಯಮಾರ್ ಶಿಲ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಪ್ರೋಪಾಧಿಕ ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವೃಂದಿಕ ಜಯ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ವಿವಿಧಿ ಸಂಸ್ಥಾಪಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರೋಪಾಧಿಕ ಜಯ ನಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸಿ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದಿಕ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕುಂದ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂದ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವಿಡಾನ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್ ದಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ ನವರಿಕ್ತಾಮ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಗಂಗಮಾಯ ಜಮುನಾಮಾಯ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಮಾದಿ ತುಳಸಿ ದೇವಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಮದಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀಮಾ ಭಾರತಂ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಸಾಮ್ರೇಡ ಭಕ್ತ ಭಿನ್ನ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಆ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಸಮರ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಆ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಸಮರ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಆ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಸಮರ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. Text number 34. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nama Pankaja Nabhaya. Nama Pankaja Nabhaya. Bhuta Sukshmendriyatmane Bhuta Sukshmendriyatmane Vasudevaya Shantaya Vasudevaya Shantaya Kutastaya Svarochise Kutastaya Swarochise Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Bhuta Sukshmendriyatmane Vasudevaya Shandaya Kutastaya Swarochise Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Bhuta Sukshmendriyatmane Vasudevaya Shantaya Kutastaya Svarochise Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Bhuta Sukshmendriyatmane Vasudevaya Shantaya Kutastaya Svarochise Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Sukshmendriyatmane Vasudevaya Shantaya Kutastaya Svarochise Pankaja Nabhaya Bhuta Sukshmendriyatmane कृच्छनाभाय सूक्ष्मेन्द्रियात्मने वासुदेवाय शंताय कृतस्थाय स्वरुचिसे नाम पंकजनाभाय भूता सूक्ष्मेन्द्रियात्मने वासुदेवाय शंताय कृतस्थाय स्वरुचिसे नमः कटनावाय भूता सूक्ष्मेन्द्रियात्मने वासुदेव शंताय कृतस्थाय स्वरुचिसे लेडीज नाव पंकज नाभाय भूता सूक्ष्मेन्द्रियात्मने वासुदेवाय शंताय कृतस्तुताय स्वरुचिते नमः All obeisances unto you. Pankajanabhaya. Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whose navel the lotus flower emanates. Bhuta Shukshma. The sense objects. Indriya. The senses. Atmane, the origin. Vasudevaya, unto Lord Vasudev. Shantaya, always peaceful. Kutastaya, without being changed. Svarochise, unto the supreme illumination. Translation. My Lord, you are the origin of the creation by virtue of the lotus flower which sprouts from your navel. You are the supreme controller of the senses and the sense objects, and you are also the all-pervading Vasudev. You are most peaceful, and because of your self-illuminated existence, you are not disturbed by the six kinds of transformations. Responsively, please repeat. My Lord, you are the origin of the creation by virtue of the lotus flower which sprouts from your navel. You are the supreme controller of the senses and the sense objects. And you are also the all-pervading Vasudev. You are most peaceful. And because of your self-illuminated existence, you are not disturbed by the six kinds of transformations. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Lord, as Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, lies in the ocean of Garbha within this universe. And from His navel, the lotus flower sprouts. Lord Brahma is generated from the lotus flower. And from Lord Brahma, this creation, the creation of the material world begins. As such, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, is the origin of the material senses and the sense objects. Since Lord Shiva considers himself to be one of the products of the material world, his senses are under the control of the Supreme Creator. The Supreme Lord is known as Rishikesh, Master of the Senses, which indicates that our senses and sense objects are formed by the Supreme Lord. As such, He can control our senses, and out of His mercy, engage them in the service of the master of the senses. In the conditioned state, the living entity struggles in this material world and engages his senses for material satisfaction. However, if the living entity is graced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can engage these very senses in the service of the Lord. Lord Shiva desires not to be misled by the material senses, but to engage always in the service of the Lord without being subject to contamination by materialistic influences. By the grace and help of Lord Vasudeva, who is all-pervading, one can engage his senses in devotional service without deviation, just as the Lord acts without deviation. The words Shantaya Kutastaya Svarochise are very significant. Although the Lord is within this material world, he is not disturbed by the waves of material existence. However, conditioned souls are agitated by six kinds of transformations, namely they become agitated when they are hungry, when they are thirsty, when they are aggrieved, when they are illusioned, when they grow old, and when they are on the deathbed. Although conditioned souls become very easily illusioned by these conditions in the material world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supersoul, Vasudeva, is never agitated by these transformations. Therefore, it is said here, Kutastaya, that he is always peaceful and devoid of agitation because of his powers, which is described herein as Svarochise, indicating that he's illuminated by his own transcendental position. In other words, the individual soul, although within the illumination of the Supreme, sometimes falls down from that illumination because of his tiny position. And when he falls down, he enters into material, conditional life. The Lord, however, is not subject to such conditioning. Therefore, he is described as self-illuminated. Consequently, any conditioned soul within this material universe can remain completely perfect when he's under the protection of Vasudeva or when he is engaged in devotional service. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Manditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shri Gurun Dinatarnam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishvaram Nama Pankajanabhaya Bhuta Shukshmendriyatmane Vasudevaya Shantaya Kutastaya Swarochise. So, in this part of the Bhagavatam, we see that Lord Shiva is chanting various prayers in glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he's giving these prayers, chanting these prayers before the Prachetas. So, the Lord is always meant to be glorified. And the devotees of the Lord, one of the qualities of the devotees of the Lord is that they're poetic. Right? So they use this quality in glorifying the Lord with various beautiful prayers. So this is one such prayer. Lord Shiva is known as Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. He's the greatest of all the Vaishnavas. So it's only natural that he glorifies the Supreme Lord. And here he says that, my dear Lord, you are the origin of the creation by virtue of the lotus flower which sprouts from your navel. So this particular mention is about the form of the Lord known as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, which Prabhupada mentions in the purport. So originally we have the form, the Swayamrupa, the original form of Lord Krishna, residing in the spiritual world, in Krishna Loka. And his immediate expansion is Lord Balaram. So it's stated that there's no difference between Balaram and Krishna, except the color. Balaram is like the color of a full monsoon cloud. We're all anticipating the monsoon. So when those first dark clouds of the monsoon come, they can remind us of the color of Shyamasundar. And Balaram, he's white, right? He's a white complexion. And expanding from Balaram comes the Chaturvyuha. Sankarshan, Vasudev, Prajumna, Aniruddha. And then another quadruple expansion, known as the Chaturvyuha, expands from that Chaturvyuha. On our morning walk, Srila Prabhupada was talking with the devotees, and one devotee asked something about the second expansion of the Chaturvyuha. So Srila Prabhupada replied, "What to speak of the second? There are unlimited expansions of the Chaturvyuha." So coming from Mahashankarshan, the first Purusha avatar is Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So Mahavishnu lies down on the causal ocean, the Karna ocean. And from the pores of his body, unlimited universes come forth. And they float on the causal ocean. And they're like hollow, egg-shaped, anda, egg-shaped. And then Mahavishnu, he expands. He expands himself into Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And Garbhodakshaya Vishnu enters in each and every one of those so many universes. Right? Srila Prabhupada gives us an example so we can try to understand how many universes there are. If you take one mustard seed, right, from a whole guni of mustard seeds, that's a lot of mustard seeds, right? You just take one. So this one universe that we live in, right, it's just like one mustard seed and a whole guni of mustard seeds. It's one universe in so many different universes that are emanating from Mahavishnu. And Garbhodakshaya Vishnu enters into each and every one of those universes. So he sees, he looks around and he sees in the universe that it's empty, right? And immediately, from the pores of his body, comes the water of the Garbhodakshaya, or the Garbha ocean. Right? So the universe fills up halfway with the Garbha ocean. And Garbhodakshaya Vishnu lies down on the bed of Anantasesha. So as he's lying there on the bed of Anantasesha, from his navel protrudes a lotus flower. And the lotus flower grows, and on top of the lotus flower, Lord Brahma takes birth. And then Lord Brahma, after his realization and meditation, he begins to create the universe. So Lord Brahma creates all the different bodies that are there for the living entities. Right? And each and every body that's created has a set of senses. So here Lord Shiva is referring to the Lord being the source of all these senses. A And Lord Shiva, he understands this very clearly, that and his intention is that his senses be engaged in the service of the Lord, that his senses not be engaged in any other way. The conditioned souls, they are trying to use the senses for their own satisfaction. They try to engage in sense gratification because they have some idea that this will make them happy. But all they get for their effort, the conditioned soul's effort in this way of trying to enjoy sense gratification, is simply the satisfaction of the struggle. Right? The struggling very hard with the six senses and the mind, but not really gaining anything. So if by good fortune, the living entity can come in contact with a devotee of the Lord, then he can actually, by the grace of the Lord, begin to engage his senses in the service of the Lord. And that is the process of bhakti. Sarvo padi vinir muktvam takparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchite. That devotional service means engaging all of our senses constantly in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikesha. So two things happen, this verse states, when we engage our senses in the service of Krishna. All of the false designations, the bodily concept of life becomes cleared away and our senses become purified. With impure senses, with materialistic senses, you cannot understand Krishna. You cannot understand the Supreme Lord. Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabhavidgraim Indriyai Sevon Mukhe Jivado Swayam Eva Sparatyadaha. Materially contaminated senses cannot understand Krishna. So by engaging in the process of devotional service, which begins by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, we can control our senses. Controlled senses means senses engaged in the service of Krishna. When Lord Brahma created the universe by the empowerment that he received from the Supreme Lord, he was very concerned. He was very concerned that he not become bewildered by this power that he had received. You can imagine. Nowadays, if somebody makes some machine, they immediately become puffed up. Oh, I created this. It's my invention. My invention. And they immediately run to the patent office and they make a patent. So nobody else can claim that they invented that. Mine. But here's Lord Brahma. He created everything that we see. All of the bodies of the living entities. Right? Whether it's a huge elephant or the tiny mosquito, they all work perfectly. And Lord Brahma is praying to the Lord, don't let me be fooled, my dear Lord. Don't let me be bewildered by your Maya to think that I did this. I'm not the doer. Prakrite krimanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudata kartaha mitti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature. And who's the controller of nature? Mayadyakshena prakriti suyate sacharachanam. Krishna. Krishna's controlling everything. But the conditioned soul can never understand that due to the bewilderment of the material nature. Only the devotees of the Lord can understand that Krishna is controlling everything and that everything is going on by His arrangement. We, the conditioned soul, thinks that, oh, I will work very hard, I will get some result from my work, and I will enjoy that result with my senses. This is their determination. This is their impetus for acting in the material world. But the devotees of the Lord, they work also. Right? And the materialists sometimes criticize. You say, well, they're spiritual, but they're also working. Huh? The devotees are also working. We see the devotees are moving around in cars, going here and there. So they criticize sometimes. They say they don't have any job, but yet they have nice prasadam. Right? They become surprised. They'd be surprised to know that in ISKCON Bombay we have 45 vehicles. Right? But no one's working in the factory. Because the devotees of the Lord are working for Krishna, for the satisfaction of Krishna's senses, not for their own sense gratification. This is not the intention, for the satisfaction of Krishna. So Krishna is ready to supply all opulence to the devotees because they know that the rightful, correct use of that opulence is the glorification of Krishna and not sense gratification. Lord Shiva understands this, but he knows also how powerful the material energy is, how bewildering it can be. So he's pleading to the Lord, always engage me in your service. This is the devotee's prayer. The devotee is requesting the Lord, please take me out of bewilderment. And if I have some realization about your lotus feet, help me never to lose that realization. So Lord Shiva in this prayer also mentions about Vasudeva. This refers to the presence of the Lord. The Lord being present everywhere. In the spiritual world, the devotee's relationship with the Supreme Lord is that He is the master and they are the servant. Everyone has this idea. Everyone has this realization. They're constantly thinking how to serve the Lord. What to do for His pleasure. In the material world, the conditioned souls are constantly thinking, what can I do for my pleasure? What can I do next? That what will bring me happiness? Right? Should I go to the movie, turn on the TV, drink something? Constantly thinking, what can I do for me? Where in the spiritual world, everyone there, where the majority of people are, the majority of the living entities, they're in the spiritual world. The majority of Krishna's living entities are parts and parcel, are not here in the material world. There's some. But the majority live there. Right? The real big group is there. We're in the small group here in the material world. Everybody wants to be where the party is, but the real party is in the spiritual world. All these parties that we see people going to, these are not the real parties. These are imitations, knuckly parties. But the real party is there in the spiritual world. So here in the material world, there's also relationship. That relationship becomes soured, though. Because the living entity, due to the false ego, comes in contact with the material elements, therefore it gets a particular type of body, a particular set of senses, and interacts with the sense objects in various ways, depending on the body. Right? In the human body, the living entity's senses are such that if he sees nice halava, he's attracted to enjoy with his senses. Right? But in a hog body, you can give nice halava, but he'll prefer stool. Right? Because he has a particular set of senses that he's acquired due to the false ego. The living entity is controlled by the senses. Although due to illusion, one thinks I am the controller of my senses. But actually everyone is godasa. Godas. Go means senses. Godas. Servant of the senses. Controlled by the senses. The senses are pulling the living entity in this direction, in that direction. It's such a precarious position for the living entity to be in this material world. But yet the living entity thinks I'm safe. I'm okay. It's not so bad. It's not so bad here. I have my father, I have my mother when they're little. When they grow a little older, I have my wife, I have my children. Right? When they grow a little older, I have my grown-up sons. It's not so bad. I have my friends, I have my nation, I have my community, they will help me. But Bhagavatam states that they all turn out to be fallible soldiers in the end. The living entity at the time of death cries out, "Oh, save me!" But who will come to save you? Fallible soldiers. This is all based on the idea of sense gratification, this whole material world. And due to this identification with the body and trying to enjoy the senses, then we're continuously harassed by what Srila Prabhupada in the verse says, the six transformations. Actually, there's so many transformations, but here it's mentioned. Hunger, thirst, grief, illusion, when they become old, the deathbed. Right? When you become very hungry, right? You have to eat, right? You want to eat. So, in a place like Bombay, there's no problem. Even the beggars are eating nicely. The beggars right out in front of this Shiva temple, they pay hapta to the police so they can sit there and beg. Right? And they do pretty good there too. So that urge to satisfy one's hunger depends upon where you're at though. If you go to some poor village in Orissa where right now they don't have any, haven't seen any rain and everything is completely dry, the living entity might be in a more precarious position in order to satisfy that hunger. So we're moving along in this material world and we think we're enjoying and we're going to weddings and our relatives are coming and everything is fine. And then there's a plane crash in Mangalore. A pilot error. He came down too fast. He overshot the point where he was supposed to touch down. And the plane went off the runway. And the airport is situated on a plateau, so there's a mountain at the end of the runway, a cliff. And the plane with all 148 passengers goes down. And the same persons that were enjoying getting ready for the wedding, 16 of their family members wiped out in 1 second. And they were aggrieved. They were thrown into a pit of lamentation, unhappiness. Within a second, from enjoyment to total unhappiness, within a second. Why? Because we're in this material body. Because we're affected by this identification that we have. Why? Because we don't chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Sarva upadi, vinirmuktvam, cleansed off when you chant the holy name, all the upadis, right? All the upadis are cleansed away, and the devotee of the Lord can see properly, right? But the Lord, He also comes with the living entity. He's never separated from the living entity. He's always there with the living entity. And as I said, in the spiritual world, the relationship is very nice. The living entity is thinking, I'm the servant of the Lord, and he's very happy with that identity. But because the living entity is very small, right? Due to his small nature, he becomes illusioned. He comes to this material world and tries to enjoy the senses and the body that he's given. But the Lord is very kind. He's known as Vasudev. He comes with the living entity. He comes to the material world as the Paramatma. Because if there wasn't a relationship, the living entity would cease to exist. There's no question of not being relationship. But that relationship changes. The Lord oversees what the living entity is doing, and he permits him to do according to his desires. He's trying to enjoy here in the material world. So the Paramatma makes all the arrangements. But the Paramatma, unlike the living entity, the difference is he's not subject to the 6 transformations. He doesn't become illusioned, hungry, fearful, aggrieved. It's not affected. Although he's right there with the living entity at every moment, he knows what happened in the past for the living entity, he knows what's going on at present, the Paramatma knows also what's going to happen in the future for the living entity. But he's still not affected. He remains Atmaram, self-satisfied, equiposed, self-illuminated, as it's described here, not affected. Krishna was in Hastinapur helping the Pandavas. He was with his brother Balaram. And it just dawned on him that he needed to go back to Dwarka. Now, just at that time in Dwarka, Salva, a great demon, who had a magical airplane that was made by Danava, Maya Danava, he made this mystical airplane that could disappear, fly in the sky, go and do many different wonderful things, attacked Dwarka. And Prajumna was there defending the city, the oldest son of Lord Krishna, against the attack of Salva. And they were firing arrows and a big fight was going on. So Krishna raced to Dwarka with his brother Balaram. And he saw the situation that his city, his kingdom was under attack by Salva, the demon, in this special airplane that was made by the demon Maya Danava. So immediately Krishna swung into action. He put his brother Balaram in charge of the defense of the city. He told his other citizens to protect the queens, Rukmini and the others. And he told his driver, his chariot driver, Daruka, go to the battlefield. Take me to the battlefield. So as soon as Salva saw Lord Krishna on the battlefield, he immediately began to criticize and shower arrows on Lord Krishna. And as Lord Krishna was fighting Salva, he was struck in his arm with an arrow and he dropped his club. And all the residents of Dwarka became aghast. Oh, what will happen? And Salva began to criticize, "Now I'll finish you." And just then, a messenger came and bowed his head before Lord Krishna. And he said, "My dear Lord, Salva has taken away your father and mother, Vasudeva and Devaki." And just then, Salva appeared with Vasudeva and said, "I have captured your father. He is the very root of your existence." And he took out a sword and he cut off Vasudeva's head. And Krishna felt depressed for a moment. He felt upset. Right? And then immediately Salva disappeared and went back into his airplane. And then it dawned on Krishna, "Wait a minute. My brother's back there protecting the city. No one can defeat him." And again he began to fight with Salva. Now, people sometimes say that how is it Krishna, the all-knowing Supreme Personality of Godhead, can become aggrieved like an ordinary person? Right? How is this? Well, the sages reply in that part of the Bhagavatam and the Krishna book. The sages discuss this, right? And even Shukadeva Goswami comments on this particular element. Here we see in the Bhagavatam, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada said he's unaffected. But in there it explains that Lord Krishna, because he was playing the part of a human being, he also experienced these sentiments out of his own sweet pleasure. And Shukadeva Goswami says, "How is it, if you say like that, that great sages for time immemorial who have been hearing and chanting, have been rendering devotional service to Vasudeva and becoming free from the bodily concept of life, becoming free from all designations, that person who they're worshipping has become under the six transformations. It's not possible." So we understand that the Lord, simply for His pastimes, simply for His lila, He may experience these things. But we should know that actually He's never, ever under the control of the illusory material world. But rather, He's always the master of this illusory world. And so, in conclusion, I'd like to say that if we try to put ourselves under the protection of the Supreme Lord through rendering devotional service, then we can become perfect. Just as the Lord is perfect, the devotees can also become perfect by the shelter of His lotus feet. We should know that the person that is most close to us, there's nobody closer to us, right, than the Supreme Lord. Why? Because He's right there in our heart. Is there anybody closer to you than that? Right? He's right there as a Paramatma. Sarvasya chaham ridisani visto. The Lord is right there with us. That is what Lord Shiva is appreciating. Your Vasudev, you're spread everywhere. He's spread everywhere. And at the same time, he's with us. Prahlad Maharaj was observing the same thing. Bahir Nishingo, Hridaye Nishingo. You're outside, you're everywhere. But you're also inside me, you're in my heart. He's seen like this. Right? So if we try to serve the Lord of the heart, we can be assured that we will become perfect, we'll be perfectly situated, and we'll be fully protected. Fully protected from what? The six transformations that are mentioned here in Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is such an important gift that we have. We can't really say that we did anything to deserve such a gift. It's causeless. Devotional service is very rarely achieved, pure devotional service. But that opportunity has been opened for us by the mercy of Krishna's pure devotee. So we should take that opportunity, not lose any time, and make our lives perfect so that we go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Comments? Corrections? Additions? Okay, thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai go premanandi hari hari.